Our readings today are very challenging. Ezekiel is tasked with prophesying to a stubborn and rebellious nation. Paul recounts the pain he suffers in his ministry. And Jesus is insulted by his neighbors and dismayed at the lack of faith he has met with in his hometown. Living the life of a disciple can be very painful indeed. We sometimes will feel that we are abandoned by God. Our psalm says, "Have pity on us, O Lord, have pity on us, for we are more than sated with contempt. Our souls are more than sated with the mockery of the arrogant, with the contempt of the proud." We don't have to look around very hard in our contemporary culture to see Christians being mocked for their faith. Go to the Planned Parenthood and witness, and you will see what I'm talking about. We suffer indignities for being faithful and wonder why it is allowed. Shouldn't the followers of God have an easier time than those who are opposed to him? Why do they flourish and we struggle? Even the saints have felt this. When St. Teresa of Avila fell off her horse while she was fording a stream, she was nearly carried away by the current and drowned. Afterwards, she complained to the Lord, and he answered her, "Do not complain, daughter, for it is ever thus that I treat my friends." Her response, "And that is why you have so few." So, it is hard to be a disciple. St. Paul understood this better than anyone. We don't know what the thorn in the flesh was that he suffered. It might have been his poor eyesight, which he mentions in his letters. It might be a lingering injury from the stonings, beatings, and shipwrecks he suffered. It could be the thanklessness of the Corinthians, who turned away from the gospel he preached in order to follow the so-called super apostles who spread a false gospel. What we do know is that the Lord made it clear to St. Paul and St. Teresa that sometimes what appears to be a curse is a blessing in disguise. When our temptations are strong, when our faith seems weak, when we feel the contempt of others, maybe this is our thorn in the flesh. Lest we get complacent in our faith, we are giving something to struggle against. St. Anthony of Egypt taught, "Without temptations, no one can be saved." If we could sail through life without difficulties, without pain, without temptations, would we recognize that we needed a Savior? Rather, it is when we struggle with our temptations, when we recognize our weakness and utter dependence on God's grace, that we grow closest to him. This is why the Lord tells St. Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." When we cooperate with him, we leave room for his grace to work in us. When we fail to cooperate, we do not give him any room to work. We can see this playing out in the scene in the gospel. The people of Nazareth think they have everything figured out. They knew Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. They saw him grow up. They're full of self-importance, thinking they knew Jesus completely. But in their hubris, they show that they don't know him at all. Their pride and their faith leaves no room for the operation of God's grace, and the Lord does no mighty works there. Not because he doesn't have the power, he's God, he can do anything. But because he knows that without the cooperation of their faith, the miracles would be meaningless spectacles. He who made you without your own self will not justify you without you yourself, said St. Augustine. So we must be trusting partners with God. Junior partners, of course, but partners all the same. We must persevere in difficulties and recognize that sometimes when he seems far away, when we have spiritual dryness, the Lord is indeed very close and perfecting us in our weakness. Pope Benedict XVI writes, "The Lord does not free us from evils, but helps us to mature in sufferings, difficulties, and persecutions. Faith, therefore, tells us that if we abide in God, though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day in our trials." Jesus Christ did not abandon St. Paul. He did not abandon St. Teresa. And he will not abandon us. He's already promised, "And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." Therefore, we have to cry out ceaselessly with a strong and humble faith, "Lord, put not your trust in me, but I put my trust in you." Then, as we sense in our hearts the love, the compassion, and the tenderness of Christ's gaze upon us, for he never abandons us, We shall come to understand the full meaning of those words of St. Paul. Power is made perfect in weakness. If we have faith in our Lord, in spite of our failings, or rather with our failings, we shall be faithful to our God. His divine power will be shining forth in us, sustaining us in our weakness. Praise be Jesus Christ, both now and forever.